Hey,
are you doing the Marvel Snap?
Hey, hey, hey! No, I'm doing the... what is that? The darts song stuck in my head for like...
I thought you were doing the Marvel Snap song. welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question in person today, because we're in person together. We ask, is this bad film good? My name is Declan.
I don't know that song. And I'm...
Think about it. Take a look at
DVD. I'm Aiden Hathaway. That'll do.
That will do. That'll do, Donkey. yeah, today we will be looking at the cult classic film, Hoodwinked. Yes, that animated film. Yeah. but yes, we are in person again today, one of our rare occurrences.
Yeah.
And the rarest one, which I think we've only done this once, is we watched this film together on DVD.
Yeah, that's right.
We're taking it back to the Stone Age. We're using what's called DVDs. Don't speak up here. in a DVD player.
Shut up, Granddad. We are DVDs.
We're in the future now, man.
We download films into our mind.
Probably. Elon Musk probably wants that shit.
Yeah, Elon Musk wants to touch me.
All right, so before we get into what's hoodwinking today, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrek winking?
What is Shrekking this week?
Yes.
Let me stall because I forgot to get up the article. DreamWorks' new kart racer puts Shrek back into the driver's
back
seat.
Into the driver's. Just injecting him right in.
Yeah. Now, little peek behind the curtains. You can tell that sometimes I get these articles in advance and bank them. This article is a banked article because what we may have realized is that DreamWorks Kart Racers is already out. But forget that, because DreamWorks Animation All-Stars Shrek, Puss in Boots, Boss Baby.
Boss Baby?
Hiccup, who I don't know who that
Hiccup,
is.
Hiccup, Horrendous Haddock the Third, from How to Train Dragon.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon?
No.
Bro. What the fuck? It's such a good film.
I get the gist. He trains a dragon.
It is one of those films that like warms your heart when you watch it. It's so different from the books, but it's one of the rare times when they change it. And it's, like, really well done. Which is why I'm fucking pissed that they're remaking it in live action.
Why?
Fuck off! Why are you doing that? You're never going to capture, like, that magic. Like, you're going to have fucking shitty CGI dragons and some kid riding it going, yeah, I trained the dragon! I don't need to rewatch that.
Man, I don't need to see it. Like, there's a dragon. He's like, oh my god, dragon.
We're
going to
fucking watch it this weekend.
Got a gummy dragon.
No.
I train it. How do I train this dragon? I've done it.
It's such a good movie.
I know.
Oh, the soundtrack is so good. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, and a bunch of trolls.
From Trolls.
From Trolls. Right. It's just a weird...
it's just a bunch of internet trolls.
Yeah. just fucking netbeards. Like.
Yeah. actually, it's not called kart racing.
I think you'll find that my lady Discord kitten is meeting me after work at CEX. I can say that because I used the word there.
Yeah, you used the word there. Oh, he was the Discord kitten.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we met.
Yeah, yeah. Daddy got me the job. Daddy treats me nice.
Anyway,
let me tell you something. The crossover kart racer will span 2 decades of the DreamWorks cinematic catalog.
Oh, but it was going to be like, it will be live for 2 decades.
Yeah, yeah, it's an expansive, forget Apex, forget Overwatch. What? This is the new online FPS. Borrowing characters from Shrek, How to Train Your Dragon, as well as Megamind.
Oh.
And the Bad Guys, which apparently was pretty good, but
everybody was horny for the wolf. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like thirst traps for the wolf everywhere.
Yeah, of course. But what do you mean, like... Why is that an issue?
I was just pointing out a fact. I was not giving an opinion on that fact.
DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing looks to spice up the kart racing scene with a few twists. Magical switches on race course. It's just Mario Kart. They're like, oh, it's different.
It's different.
This time you get boxes and you...
The boxes have little Disney logos in them instead of a question mark.
Yeah, yeah, and they throw peach skins and they throw...
But not peach from the Mario games.
No.
Nintendo just there.
Yeah.
Like.
and if you're in first place, you get hit with a blue sheet of paper.
But it's got the clouds on it from Toy Story.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me.
DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing. There's a whole bunch of shit I can't be asked to read.
Sure.
DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing is heading to Nintendo Switch, PS4, PS5,
I love
PC,
the
Xbox
idea.
One, Xbox Series X.
Okay, so everything.
Yeah. It will cost
$39.99.
Or $49.99 for the digital deluxe version. Like, you have to get that.
Yeah, you got to get that.
8 players, online races, 4-player multi-co-op.
I just love the idea that that's on Switch.
I know.
Why would Nintendo were like, I mean, yeah, we'll put your shitty bootleg on here.
Yeah.
We literally have Mario. And also, what kind of a name convention is that? You have Mario Kart, like... One of the biggest established fucking... A new Mario Kart comes out and everybody loses their fucking minds. Everybody gets that shit, right?
What's the point?
Disney... I've already forgot what it was called. What is it?
DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing.
DreamWorks... Oh, so it's not even Disney, is it? DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing.
Like... but why? Like,
just call it
there's
Dream Kart.
There's the fucking...
Kartworks.
Sonic... kart races or
like a Sega one?
Yeah, it's
that's weird.
Yeah, which exactly, right? Like why?
He just
put
runs.
Sonic in. But it's like
Sonic he gets like an unfair advantage. Everyone else is driving and Sonic just goes
sorry, it gets me one again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what is Shrekking this week, and I can get rid of this article and remove it from my banked articles.
Alright.
Stop playing Snap.
I'm not playing Snap, dude. I'm not playing Snap right now. I'm not.
Fuck's sake.
He just fucking won.
Yeah.
Oh. No, we joked about the fact that we would, we were joking that we would do this entire episode while playing Marvel Snap games.
I maintain that we should have done it.
So we'd just be like, yeah, the film was, oh, fuck. He just played... Hang on. He just done that.
He just put Legion down.
Oh,
fucking
my God.
On...
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. He fucking... Yes. Oh, dude. Sick win. Look at this. Look at this
4 cube.
Look at this one. Look at this 1 cube win they most weird.
What are we doing?
I don't fucking know. We're playing Marvel Snap.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing
Snap. No, so, yeah. Like I said, we are watching... Well, we have watched and are talking about Hoodwinked this week, which, as I said, for the first time ever, I can look at the back of the DVD to give the description.
That's a good feeling.
Which is a good feeling, you know. It's all piece of our childhoods. It's been robbed from us from the corporate overlords of
Bob Iger.
You know, by Bob Iger, fucking whoever else. Anyway, it's a bit longer as well because it's They like to put a little paragraph on the back of the thing. Oh, hey, listen to this. That's right. That's a disc. That is a disc in a box.
That makes me fucking horny.
Aiden's going to put his penis through the hole.
And I can show you my heart.
Because we're in person.
Yeah.
I can verify. So the back of the disc describes this film as everyone knows the story of Little Red Riding Hood, which for some reason they've highlighted Little Red Riding Hood in red, but they've not done it for any other part of the... I don't know why they've done that, but okay.
It's because they inserted a link and then they forgot it was a DVD.
I wouldn't expect any less. Also, they think no one has ever seen their favorite fairy tale quite like this, turned upside down, inside out, and reinvented with the latest computer animation as a comedy caper that will have the whole family in stitches. At last, we can all discover the real story behind the legend. How did Red, Granny, and the Woodsman and the Wolf? Oh no! How? Yeah. Okay. I thought I read it exactly as it was there, and I thought that was bad grammar. How did Little Red, Granny, the Woodsman, and the Wolf? Fuck me! I still read it wrong. But how were they all suspects in the crime that rocked the fairy tale world? You thought that you knew them well, but none of these fairy tale characters are quite what they seem. How sweet and innocent is Red really? Is the Wolf as big and bad as you imagined? I mean, she's not really like.
Red's
not sweet
not,
and innocent.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. And I also want to just put a little, couple of things in here. We've got a couple of quotes rating this film from The Sun says, full on fabulous fun for all the family.
All like the page three of The Sun.
Like page three of The Sun as it was in the day. Now go and read The Sun. Show that to your family. And then Now has put pure genius. And that's what they got on the back of that. That's about it. All right.
Amazing.
Aiden, I tell you what. Why don't you read the cast list off the front? Yeah, that's right. Passing that DVD over. Get that feel.
Okay, so it was made in 2005, directed by Corey Edwards, starring Anne Hathaway as Red Riding Hood, Glenn Close as Granny, Jim Belushi as the Woodsman, Patrick Warburton is the Wolf, Anthony Anderson is Detective Bill Stork. There's a few more as well. David Ogden Stiers. I haven't written who he did. Exhibits in this as a bear. Like, fucking wild.
Yeah.
Chaz Palmentieri. Stephen Busheim. I think I've done that one before.
Bussenheimer.
Corey Edwards is also in
Corey's
this.
Corey's in the house.
And Andy Dick.
Dick.
Yeah, very much so. Well,
okay.
So,
oh no, this is what you were
behind the curtain.
Yeah,
Deegs was trying to find some like someone involved with this film.
There was just somebody in the behind the scenes that I looked at and I was like, so context for this. When you're looking at all the logos of who fucking funded the movie and everything come up, you get a big fat Weinstein company.
Yeah.
And we were like, ooh, it is the time. It was the time. They were doing a lot of stuff back then, but it's still an oof. But there was one guy, and you know, I said, look, it's a little bit prejudice, but there was a guy that came up and I looked at him and I was like, he's probably touched somebody. I looked it up and he was clean, absolutely clean. But apparently not everybody.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll-
It's got a budget. It had a budget of 30 million.
Oh, what? Sorry?
30 million.
30 million? Actually, genuinely.
Yeah.
I swear, when they were talking about it, I swear they said they started with a budget of like 5,000 or something.
Yeah, no, that's not true. 100%. Like, no way. Even, I mean...
It might have been before they actually acquired proper funding.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, probably.
Once they got actors on and stuff.
Yeah, like Anne Hathaway's in this, man. Glenn Close.
She did not look happy in the behind the scenes either. She literally, like everyone else seemed, they were just getting up, they were doing the job, yeah. You know, they were whatever. She, none of those photos was she smiling, or like yeah. Little clips, none of them she was smiling. She did not look comfortable in that environment.
It's because 29 of the 30 million went to Anne Hathaway. And then it made 110 million. Oh. With, not too bad. And like,
it did well. I mean, it got a sequel, didn't it?
Yeah, it got a sequel.
Which I haven't seen.
It's got 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 46% on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, and 45 Metal Crickets.
You know what? That's not as bad as I thought.
Honestly, I think that's pretty spot on, which we'll get to as to why.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking get into it.
Straight in.
Straight in. The visuals. Oh my god.
So this is a very well known like film for its visuals, like, yeah, a cult kind of. It's been making the rounds more recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of like various stuff that's made itself onto TikTok with what's he called? Just the goat, the old goat.
Ah, I can't remember.
I can't remember what he's actually called. Yeah, where he's like, Nina. I fucking love that guy. Me and my brother would fucking sing that song that he sings like all the time. But I mean, straight off the bat, fucking love this movie.
Look,
it's a very nostalgic thing as well.
It's so nostalgic for both of us. But I will say, like, it's really difficult. Why I say the ratings like pretty spot on is, yeah, because if you reanimated this film, it would be so much better. But
oh, yeah,
the visuals are just so horrid. Like, I was saying to you while we were watching it,
yeah,
like, you kind of settle into it, but at moments, it just gets, like, so uncanny and jittery. Yeah. And you're like, shit, I've noticed. My brain's readjusted. And
somebody,
now I see.
Somebody turned and they like, jittered.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah! So, yeah, like, so the whole thing is, someone has, the film opens with the classic Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
And then it's like freeze frame, police are involved, who done it? Who's stolen Granny's recipe book, I think?
When the police initially arrive, the whole thing is like, what's going on there with the wolf and stuff? Like, yeah, the guy smashes through the window and whatever. So the police are there to investigate that whole thing. And the backdrop is that in this sort of like little fancy kind of town place.
Yeah.
Village that's spread out across the wooden mountains and stuff. All of the different sort of kind of fairy tale-esque creatures have been going out of business because all of their like goodies and their sweets and treats, all of the desserts and stuff that they make, they've all been disappearing. Like their recipe for it has been, which is funny because they could still make them.
Yeah, surely you know the recipe.
You could steal the recipe, but they're just like, ah, this thing I've been making as my signature dish for 5 years.
And everyone knows before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Forgotten it.
Yeah.
I need the recipe book.
Yeah.
But I think they just raid everything. I think they take all of their shit.
All
maybe.
Of their shit's gone. Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's just
like we see the lumberjack who's actually just a schnitzel guy who wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
They've like stolen the wheels of his truck for some reason.
That was so funny. Well, because I think when you see it later, they're using his truck, but it's got treads.
Oh, it's got treads. Yeah, it's got.
So I guess that's why. Yeah. But I just found it funny at the time that they took his wheels and everything.
So yeah, like So they get this Hercule Poirot kind of guy, although he's like British, the frog detective.
Oh, right.
You know Poirot?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't make any sense of the words that you said. I thought you were doing that thing where like you said a couple words wrong and then you kind of go like blah 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 blah. Okay, right, start again. You were just like blah blah blah.
Yeah,
they get like was it Flippers, they call him?
Flippers, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a detective PI kind of.
Which, well, he raises an interesting question. So they're like, they've got to question the four suspects.
Yeah.
As to like what happened. So you kind of get, it's the classic thing of where you get like everyone's different perspective, which I always like.
One of those kind of like non-linear narrative deals.
Yeah, it's nice. But
the officer chief is ready to just book the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, book him.
Yeah,
fuck him. Look at him. He's a wolf.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's him.
Racial,
and he's like, yeah. And he's just like, now hold on a minute.
Yeah,
let's look into this little caper.
But he's fucked, right? Because he walks in and he has a pet dog, which is like, it raises a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But there's even more questions raised, because when he starts to question Red, the dog sits up on a chair and starts taking minutes.
Yeah.
So the dog is his assistant.
Yeah.
But when they walk everywhere, he's on a lead. Is it some like weird king or something?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that's exactly what it is. He's just like, come on now. And it's like, yes, daddy.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Good boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like just super weird, but yeah.
So we get like Red Riding Hood's perspective, which is pretty standard. Like, it's what you'd expect. She kind of like goes up to...
It's without all of the sort of like, here's what actually happened behind the scenes. Yeah, yeah. You know, she goes on a crazy adventure, just trying to make it to her granny's house.
Yeah. Why does she live so far away? Like, I don't know.
Like, who does she live with?
Yeah,
is that just her house?
Yeah,
does she have parents?
Yeah.
There's only, there's only four humanoid people that we see in this movie. One is Red. What, like, as in Red Riding Hood, not just one is Red. One is Red, one is the granny, one is the schnitzel man, slash lumberjack, and then one is just this random-ass dude that you see in, like, two scenes, who's wearing, like,
a raccoon onesie.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like a raccoon onesie that's all zipped up, as if he's pretending to be one of the animals, like he's a furry or something. And it was like, what... Who is this guy? What's the implication of this?
Because
there's
fine,
loads
man.
Of stuff that they do as like visual gags and stuff in the background. And I maintain that the only issue I have with the movie is literally just the animation
and Andy Dick.
Okay, I will also say that. But
no, but
who does he voice?
Boingo. The evil rabbit, spoilers.
The one who I was like, oh, he's really good at voicing.
Yeah, and you were like, I love the voice actor of this guy. And
No.
I respect him.
No.
Finally! Yes!
I found my Chevy Chase. Yeah. No, because I don't even know what he's done, so I can't say that shit. He's going to touch kids or something. But anyway, yeah, so there's only four humanoids. So then you're like, I mean, where's the parent? Like, all this stuff just is not...
Yeah.
Like, it's not relevant to the development of any of it. But I do think that every single element of this, the writing is I think, brilliant.
For a kid's film, this is very...
Well, that's the thing, because there's only one element that's... Like, if you're an adult watching it, you figure out who the... Also because we've just seen a million movies, like maybe at the time it wouldn't be,
I don't know,
because on the
DVD extras, even like the producer says, sure. Okay, if you're an adult, you probably figure out who the villain is straight away.
Who the bandit is, very, very quickly. Yeah. But kids, it will take a bit of time. Because, it's very bait. You're just like, okay, well, this guy's obviously the fucking evil man. I mean, it's from 2005. We can say it's the bunny. It's the cute little bunny who...
Just shows up to everyone's story.
Yeah, in everyone's story. He's always there at the scene when something has happened. But he's this innocent little bunny boy and all this kind of stuff. Even in the beginning when it's just Red's story and then she... Oh, mysteriously falls through the cable car door... Like, the doors just suddenly happened to fly open, which totally wasn't the bunny's doing. And as she falls, you can see, like, the bunny kind of reaches out as if he's reaching to help her, but he's clearly reaching for the basket had the recipe in, because she was trying to get it to Granny to keep it safe. And maybe that's just where Granny works at that shop then or something. I don't know where. Maybe Red just lives somewhere else.
I don't know.
But I just love that shot when, as badly animated as the whole thing is, I love the shot where she's falling and then you kind of have like a shot looking upwards at the cable car. And as she's falling, it kind of gets like darker at the top of the screen because she's falling into the woods. But you can see the bunny's face. Like, if you're looking at it and paying attention, you can see it change from being like, no, to being like, kind of like it darkens and he looks more like sinister, but just for a split second. And if you weren't clued in on anything, then you might just, you might either might not be looking at it, or you might just think it's because it's like darkening.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, nah, he's a little fucking bitch.
Yeah, so she, I mean, in her story, we see the literal goat. Like,
oh,
the goat.
The goat.
Yeah. The did I.
He's got horns for everything.
I got horns for it. I can't remember the song.
Oh, he's got horns that open bottles. He's got horns that hold his keys. He's got horns that if you turn them right, they help him watch TV.
But I can't remember the tune. He's got horns that open
pickle jars. Oh, I got horns that open bottles. I got horns that hold my keys. Got horns that if you turn them right, they help you watch TV. Got horns that open pickle jars and horns that come with air. And horns that hold my other horns. I always come prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I love the fact that, like, and like watching this back, almost every single line, literally almost every single line of dialogue in this whole film, my brain was like, "I know this. I remember this line distinctly." Yeah, every time, as soon as, like, when he's like, "Oh, I'm your grandma," I'm like, I know that.
It's the one I've written down early on is when he's like, I've taken Granny down and you're next.
Take Granny down. This is Patrick Warburton. Yeah. Perfect choice. Fucking wolf. Yeah, yeah. I love that band. But
until something.
I'm sure he would never, but I'm also not going to say that as a definitive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you backed Andy Dick.
No, stop. What were we talking about? Oh, the goat. Yeah. So, yeah. But with the goat, like, obviously I remember all his lines and stuff, but there's a couple things that I didn't pick up with, like, the lore to do with him. Because when you're listening to what he's saying, he's like, you know, oh, like 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, something like that, a witch, a mountain witch put a spell on him that means he has to sing everything. Although maybe he doesn't because he does speak.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you just spoke. And he's like, da-da. Which is where the meme comes from, obviously. But he's singing about stuff. And then he says that the reason he has to live where he does is because he has to sing. So nobody can stand him.
Yeah.
So he has to live on his own on a mountain, and then the reason he has to be prepared for everything is because it's dangerous and there's fucking lions and shit. And but then again, it's like, so what? That's just another it's just murderers on the mountainside? Like,
I don't know. Or I think he's waking it all up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is a bit of a piece of shit as well. Because they're on this
minecart
and it like goes through the mountains
and the avalanche is coming and I do nothing to bear it.
Yeah. Which we find out why it's coming. Yeah. And she like the tracks have like been exploded, which we
for some out, reason.
For some reason.
Didn't let me die.
Yeah. the track ends and they just like fly through the air. And then I forgot about this, but it's fucking amazing. They're flying through the air.
In this minecart.
And they're just like, Granny is like T-posing in the clouds, which obviously we find out why she's actually really there. It was just such a funny visual, just like this granny T-posing like, Red, use the hood! And then she disappears, and she's like, the fuck was that?
And then Red Riding Hood, like, I know where you're going with the goat.
Yeah.
But Red Riding Hood was like, oh shit, yeah, just uses her hood and just abandons the guy.
I guess so, yeah.
Neither of them are great.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, she's more of an asshole because he waited until she did that before he flew off.
Well, I feel like the hood was kind of accidental. She like flicks it up and then it like turns into a parachute. She's like sick. And then he's like, I'm prepared. And then has like helicopter fucking horns. And I was like, my guy just didn't pull those out as soon as they were flying through the air. I was like, what are you going to do about this?
He's just looking at her and he's like, I'm going to see if she does anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to wait till she stopped looking, and then I'm going to jump out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to abandon this bitch. But yes.
I mean, I'm going to abandon this bitch.
So, yeah, they go, like, the rest of the story is pretty standard. She goes, sees the wolf. She's like, what the fuck? And then
I just love that where she's like, you know, what big eyes you have, what bad breath you have and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, we're just going to sit here and talk about how big I'm getting.
yeah.
I'm your grandma.
I'm your grandma. But, like, Granny, through this whole thing, is real sus. And we find out why.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, she's too sus. Like, why would you not tell... Granny's into X-rated sex. And also, no. Granny's a no. sex addict.
No. No, she does triple X sports.
Red lie. She's like, you lied to me. Why didn't you tell me everything about your life? And Granny's like, you don't want to fucking know.
She's like,
don't go in that closet. I got some crazy stuff you ain't even seen before.
It's not just like trophies. It's like monster dildos.
It's like, you wouldn't even know what to do with half this shit.
Oh my god.
So then we get the wolf side of the story, which is interesting because it turns out he's not trying to steal the recipe or eat the granny. He's a reporter, so he's trying to, like, get the inside scoop as to what's happening.
And he has... the best character with him, which unfortunately is... Oh, no. It's not him that's voiced. It's the bunny that's voiced by isn't it?
Yeah.
No, he is the best character with him.
The squirrel
is
voiced by... What's his fucking name?
He's one of the writer-directors or something.
Corey Edwards, writer-director.
The actual writer-director,
But yeah, like, he's... I forgot how funny that squirrel was. Because I thought we were going to watch it. All I remembered was like...
Dinamite!
Yeah. And I was like... It's going to be, like, so kid humor.
Yeah,
like,
he's
just got a high-pitched voice. And when I was, like, 12, I was like... But now he's funny. He's funny, dude.
Honestly, there's so many, like, throwaway lines and jokes in this that are not ones that are just, like, big laughs. Like, oh, that was, so funny. But stuff where you're just, like, it's clever or it throws you off and you're just like, what? That's... I like that. It's like... Like when the fucking squirrel, I don't remember what his name is, the squirrel, but when he gets the dynamite and he reads it and he goes, dinamite, and then immediately obviously the wolf is like, oh fuck, and he looks behind him and sees loads of them and it, you know, normally you just follow the story along or whatever, but if you're listening to the squirrel, he goes, dinamite, and then he goes, must be Italian. Just stuff like where it's
subtle
just,
shit.
He just says like subtle shit that's either just in the background or... You know, just small little things. And it's brilliant. It's just really good.
Like, the fucking... So they're trying to get the inside scoop, and he's got a fucking, like... Gabagool gangster. Like, fucking informant sheep. Like, with the fucking
like
slick...
Hey,
Dolmy.
He's got the slick... like, JoJo slicked hair.
He's like... He's like, tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Because because the wolf... is literally a wolf in sheep's clothing, he's got like a sheep disguise, and he crawls towards his informant guy, and then asks him for like information.
And the squirrel's dressed up as well.
And he goes like, "Oh, what's his name?" It's like, it's not Scratch. It's like something. But he like says hi to him. He's like, "Oh, Skippy, maybe?" No, but he's like, "Oh, hi," and then he just goes like. Meep. And he's just this tiny little
shit-looking sheep. Just a squirrel that's like sheep colours. It's just so stupid.
And the wolf is like slipping him money to make him remember.
He's like, what do you see? He's like, I don't see nothing.
I don't know nothing about no slips
of a fiver. He's like, I saw her coming through here about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, my memory's coming back to me now.
And he keeps doing it.
Sweet girl.
And then he goes, fucking one of the best lines in this. the sheep's doing his thing. And then he's like...
He's like, I don't know nothing more. I don't know anything
else. And then the wolf goes... You're looking tasty.
But it's so quick.
And he's like, all right. I was like, that wolf's gonna fuck that sheep.
Fuck him.
It was so sexy, dude. Patrick Warburton going, you're looking tasty.
You're looking pretty tasty.
Cusco.
Spinach buff.
And I was like, he's gonna fuck you!
That's not what I thought at all. I thought you were just gonna say that it's a really funny line.
It is a funny line.
But it's just the way it happens. He's like, you know, nah, I don't know nothing more. Come on, man, the sheepdog's gonna come round and he's gonna fuck you up. Yeah. He's like, you're looking pretty tasty. He's like, all right.
Oh, good stuff. And then, this like just added to my enjoyment in the film because we had to buy an old DVD.
Yeah,
the disc jumped, so they're like they're in a taxi, and then it just skipped, and they're like in the river. And
I was like, they never went back to actually see what happened there.
But I was like, works for me.
But just the fucking jokes, like you find out that when he in her story when he roars at her, what actually happened is that. The squirrel who has this like flash camera that he accidentally swallowed earlier, he was fixing it up and then accidentally gets the wolf's tail caught in it. So he goes, which then scares her off. So then when she goes off and he's like, oh, we've got to catch up with her. So he just calls a taxi in the middle of the woods and he just goes, taxi. And then it just appears and they get in it. And we were like, what?
And then it skips and they're in the river and like, the river. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I don't remember what actually happened to them.
It's funny because like they so Granny has all this merch because she's like super famous. So when he goes into their house to like look for clues or whatever, and he put there's like a Granny face mask and shit, so he puts it on. And it looks so shit. And I was like, what? Why would that... Why do they think that was just going to trick her?
Well, before Red turned up, he was going to get the squirrel to do it instead.
It's just even worse. Stupid. So then we get him, and then we get Paul Bunyan. Well, he's not actually Paul Bunyan, but like the axe guy.
The axe man.
Who... he's the worst character for me. Well, I mean, like, he's not a bad character, but he is the jitteriest.
He's creepy.
Every time he was on screen, that's when it took me out.
Yeah,
it's like when he comes on screen, you're like, huh.
And it's not just that, it's like when we're getting his story and he's talking about how he is the schnitzel man who drives around with a schnitzel car and he wants to be a yodeler and whatever, and then you have this like little sequence of him being this schnitzel man and going around and singing, and all the kids like following him like a Pied Piper, which also seemed kind of creepy, but it's fucking demented. It's literally horrible. Like a nightmare, fever dream. Like,
their character design, because they're like,
all the kids look like creepy.
They got
like
big chubby cheeks. They the soulless kids eyes. Reminded me of like character designs in Little Nightmares. I don't know if you've ever played it.
I've never played it, but I like, know it's a good...
It's that is the exact creepy unsettling, marionette, sort of unsettling
and
shit.
And even then, like, he's... Like, shots of him while they're doing that, and then he's, like, grinning and, like, bobbing his head in this, like, demented way.
His eyes are, like, and it's super wide. Yeah.
And it's like this weird fucking GoPro angle on his fisheye kind of lens thing. And then, but it is like a demented thing because he throws all the schnitzels up in the air for the kids, like, yay! And then the kids are getting hit in the head with the schnitzels and being like, ow, ow! And you're like, it feels like it's twisting on its head.
Yeah,
and then
one
of the kids puts the schnitzel up his nose and like pushes it in.
Like super far.
And it's like, what the fuck? This feels so weird.
Oh man, it was fucking, I didn't like that bit. I was like, oh, like, I'm scared.
And then we watched the full version on the extras, on the DVD extras.
You tormented me with it. I mean, like, there's not much to his story, really. He's like, he's the weakest party. Like, it just turns out, like, he smashes through the window and you think he's come to save them, but actually he just, like, he's got nothing to do with the main, like,
His only connection is that he had all of his schnitzels stolen.
Which is, like... But so did everyone else. Like, so did all the other characters have their shit stolen. But he's only involved because he smashed through the window accidentally.
Yeah.
But yeah, Then we get the granny story, which is by far the strongest. One of the lines made me laugh because she's like, "The only crime I have ever committed is making my treats delicious." And I was like, does that mean she's putting fucking, like, coke in her cake? She's like, don't look at my recipe book. Oh, man. But yeah, so we get the reveal that Granny is, like...
Don't say it. She's like hardcore sports. It's
hardcore sex.
No. Maybe.
Yeah. Red calls her and she's like, not right now, dear.
No.
No, but like, yeah, she's into hardcore.
Stop.
She's into
extreme sports.
Rated.
Extreme sports. That's all you
extreme, the hardest types, the dirtiest types of sport.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like we see her. She goes up a mountain. We see a horrible concert, which we also watch the full version.
The
for.
Concert. Oh, the fucking. I woke up with that song in my head. No, where he's just like, that line where he's like, you can take the critters out of the tree, but you can't take the tree out of the critter's knee.
What?
Or something like that. Because like, it's like, you could take the. I have to get the song up because I had the tune in my head earlier. Because like, you can take the critters out of the tree, but you can't take the tree out of the... Something... Oh, no, it's like something critter. Like wood critter? I think it's wood critter. I think it's like, you can take the wood critter out of the tree, but you can't take the tree out of the wood critter's knee.
What does that even fucking
mean? What does that mean? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's like shit. But, Granny...
Fucking great song, though.
Again, Granny... has the most confusing line in the film because she's entered this like extreme sex race extreme like
snowboard
ski race, and the bunny's henchmen have also like entered
it. So just like all these like Austrian like kind of army-esque like you've got one guy who's literally like. He talks like these.
Yeah. He's just.
I will get you, Granny.
Yeah. To basically murder Granny. The fuck? And like, are you playing Snap again?
No, I knocked my phone. Let me tell you something. I'm not playing.
And so Granny has her own little like posse, and then she's talking to the bear. You want to say it?
No. I said, I'll say.
Oh, right, yeah.
She had her own posse.
Yeah. And they're all, like, talking like fucking 90s gangsters.
Well, it depends, because, like, one of them sounds like she's kind of Mexican. Like, kind of cholo vibes.
Yeah.
And then the other guy is, like...
The bear's like, oh, Granny, what's gone?
Yeah, he goes,
what's for shoes? Like, he's like, what's putting his on my bizzle? And then Granny goes, for shizzle. And I was like, Granny, no.
She goes, yeah.
And then later she goes, bonsai. And I was like, Granny, oh, God. It's a different time.
She's from a different generation.
Yeah.
But I just love the way she goes, faux shizzle. It's so great.
So good. It felt so out of pocket as well, especially because, like, all you've seen up to that point is she's like this sweet old lady.
Yeah.
Like, I remembered that she was into hardcore sex. I remembered it well. But like,
oh man,
I forgot like it because you would have no idea watching it for the first time. You're like, she's up to something. Granny's evil. Granny's fucking sus. but like. Yeah, when you just see that other side of her, it's so funny. So out of pocket.
And she just does so many extreme, like... she's like a super fucking spy or whatever. Yeah. Like, she's basically that level.
Yeah.
And then we find out that she was paragliding along, and that's when she sees Red Riding Hood and her arms were pulled out was because she's holding on to controls for it, and that's when she's like, use the hood!
Yeah. And, like, something that it doesn't make sense to me, like, why... So, like, Red's really beat up about Granny doing, like, extreme sex. but, like, I don't really get, like, why?
It's just this idea that her granny's, like, always lied to her about it. And then being like... Well, no, I mean, the main reason is because her granny doesn't let her... She's like, it's too dangerous. You can't go out. You can't go out and see the world. You can't do this. It's too dangerous. While at the same time, she's going to do all these extreme sports and shit like that, you know?
Yeah,
and then she's, and then you have that scene where she's like, hey, there's two things. I'm a little bit ill, so you can probably hear my fucking blocked nose and shit. I just go blow my nose and say,
two glasses of milk, please.
What did you say?
Sorry, I'll tell you later.
Okay. no, but there's a bit where she's like, there's two things that are true or whatever, and she's like,
your horse cock is
sorry. She's like, your granny doesn't lie and she doesn't do extreme sports.
Yeah, which is like,
alright, feel like you do that.
Never mentioned that before.
But it was at this point when I impressed Aiden with my audio listening skills. Because while Red Riding Hood is walking along, you have a song.
Yeah.
It's called like Red is Blue or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like sad and all this kind of stuff. But I was like, I know that voice. I know that. And immediately I was like, that's the guy who did a couple of songs for Over the Hedge, right? That's the same voice as the like, Rock in the Suburbs.
Yeah.
And what was the other one called? There's like a sad assault. He did a bunch of them for Over the Hedge. And we looked it up, and I was 100% correct.
I was extremely impressed.
Yeah.
Well, because it was like, I don't remember... I've listened to those songs a fair amount. Yeah, but I just thought they used like just pop songs or something. Like, I didn't realise they were original songs for Over the Hedge.
Yeah.
So, when you were like, that's that same guy. I was like, fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. But his name is... I found this interesting, so I just want to read these out and get your thoughts on them. This guy, Ben Folds.
Ben Folds.
That's his name. He's an American singer-songwriter. He's got 7 studio albums and then 3 collaborative albums, 2 live albums, 10 compilation albums, 2 video albums, 8 extended plays, and 18 singles. So he's done a lot of stuff. And actually... That looks like it should be updated because some of these numbers are more now. But I was looking at the names of some of his singles. And you've got Rock in the Suburbs, for example. 2001. So I don't know if Over Hedge came out in 2001. Maybe it was just used after. So it might not have been custom made for that.
Yeah.
But there are some. I was like, okay, cool. So one of his singles, Rock in the Suburbs. We know that one. And you've got... A couple others that sound familiar, like Tiny Dancer. So I'm like, So I was like, maybe, you know, he did a cover or something.
Yeah.
Bizarre Christmas Incident. You're like, okay, yeah, sure, sweet. Whatever. Bitches Ain't Shit.
What? What? Oh, yeah, from Over the Hedge.
From Over the Hedge. You know that bit where RJ was like, bitches are shit, but holes and tricks.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you've got Jesus Land. There's one of them on here. Bastard is another one.
Bastard? Oh my God.
I don't know what the context for any of these... Oh, I can see what these... Okay, so Bitches Ain't Shit. What? Hang on. Oh, this is on the... So it's on the album Super Sunny Speed Graphic, the LP. Don't know what that's about. Anyway, another song called Hiroshima in brackets BBB Benny Hits His Head.
What? What the fuck? Is that from Over the Hedge?
No. No. You remember that bit in Over the Hedge where you fucking drop a bomb? Christ, no. I didn't look much further than that, to be honest, because those were enough. He did apparently he did a song called Ass Crack Bandit for Community, Because in Community, they have this whole thing about the Ask Craig Bendit.
Oh, yeah.
Who I don't think is ever... It's like one of those things that they never have found out who it was. Or people, they had, like, suspicions.
But, yeah, so, like, there's not much more to it. Like, the bunny's evil, you get the reveal.
Bunny they all come together.
They all come to Bunny.
comes down to Bunny.
The bunny's stealing their recipes, and he's like, I'm going to remake all your shit, but make it more addictive. And yeah. I was like, bunny's added meth into to the cookies.
He saw... That was... See, we only heard this plan after he got Granny's book. So yeah, he must have looked in Granny's book and been like, oh, she uses coke. Oh, nice.
I'm just going to put meth in
there. Straight heroin.
Yeah, and then you get, like, you get the chase. You get the bit where the Over the Hedge stole it from this film.
There's a couple of things from this, and I wondered whether somebody who'd worked on that also worked on Over the Hedge. Because there is a tortoise guy. It must be a tortoise, right? Not a turtle. Yeah. So there's a tortoise who... We were looking at it, and we were like, bro, that's literally... I can't remember his name from Over the Hedge.
Marvin,
yeah. Yeah. It's literally him from Over the Hedge. Yeah, he had like kind of the bags under his eyes and stuff. It's like, imagine him, but animated better and like more detail. He's a bit chunkier, but that looks like him.
Yeah.
And 100%. Then the whole like similarities between this crazy squirrel character and Hammy the squirrel.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Because they're because they're both like really hyper kind of energy kind of characters. And then they have a moment where they have caffeine and then it does like a thing. So like this squirrel has never had caffeine, but he talks like this all the time. And then they give him caffeine and he drinks the whole thing and he just goes like, and he just ping, 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 ping off of all the fucking trees and goes off. But in Over the Hedge, obviously, they do it differently.
I like the when it's which Over the Hedge stole from Futurama because they do the same thing.
Okay.
But it's like he drinks the coffee and then like he's just everything's stopped.
So what you literally see the Earth, the globe go pew,
and then he's just like la 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 la, just chilling like. Like, ooh, takes a like bullet out of the sky or something.
Yeah.
It's just so good. But yeah, so they all come together. They stop the bunny.
You have that with the squirrel. You have the bit where he, again, one of the other bits that I remembered from watching this as a kid, where they send the squirrel off. They give him the coffees to make him super, super fast.
Yeah.
And tell him to go and tell the police to turn around and head to the cable car station because that's where the bunny is. So he zips to the police, and then he's explaining the whole situation to them, just like, and they don't understand anything. Yeah. So then they record what he says, and then play it back slowly, and he's like, gentlemen, the people that you are looking for are up at the cable car station. And then he kind of just gives a little, like, eyebrows to the screen, like, You don't even really think about how they break the fourth wall all the time in this.
Not really. Because
they do it a few times.
Yeah, they do it a few times.
The bit where he's like, and then Red Riding Hood looks at the screen to be like, this fucking guy.
Oh, my laptop's doing some stuff.
Bit of ASMR there.
Their laptop. you get... Granny does some fucking... It's funny because, like, Granny and Red are like... surfing down this like cable
so basically the bunny is like, here's my evil plan to Red, shoves Red in a cable car full of dynamite that I guess was like meant to just blow up the town, but if it's all in one location it's going to do a big explosion there and not really destroy everything else.
Yeah,
but he's like, I'm just going to send you down in this cable car full of dynamite to blow up the town and then my evil plan will begin tomorrow.
Because he's trying to... He's going to build a factory there.
Yeah, he's going to build a factory.
Like, what the fuck is blowing up the downfall?
Just to stop...
Yeah.
Yeah, to stop them from... And they kind of have a fight with all of the... the granny and everyone. kind of show up to fight all the Austrian bad guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they hop on she hops on the cable car wire and does her extreme fucking skateboarding, snowboarding skills to fucking grind the cable car line down towards Red.
Yeah, yeah.
And sort of helps her escape out of that. And then they do the hood thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
To like fly off.
The villains just like, they've set up the police van, so the cable car line just like goes into the ground again.
Which again, that doesn't make any sense. Because that means that like, how is it a taut line that they can go across?
Just into the
and
ground.
And it's just into the ground, yeah. So the cable car just goes into the ground? Yeah. It's obviously just, yeah. They were just like, eh.
It's just animation logic, like, doesn't matter. But yeah, they like go into the, they go into the police van, and the bunny says, "No, not prison." And I was like, because he knows he's gonna fucked in the ass.
He says, yeah. "Like a cute little bunny like me, I can't go to prison."
Because he says the line, "A cute little bunny like me, I can't go to prison. I'm gonna get fucked in the ass."
He doesn't say that.
Granny's like, "I know how I'm gonna go to prison." Bad from good.
Bad film, fucking great. I love every aspect of this film, and to a degree that the animation really didn't bother me as much as I think it bothered you.
It did bother me quite a bit.
Because for me, it was just kind of like the weird, it kind of had a vibe to it, you know what I mean? It was like, it was this weird cult, like, fucking, just weird animation. But I was so used... Also, nostalgia obviously plays part
into
it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, like, a lot of the weird, creepy stuff, I was like, I remember how that stood out to me as a kid. And thankfully didn't give me nightmares.
It's... For the most part... Like, I love everything about this film apart from the animation. And for the most part, yeah, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of settle into it. It's just, like, the bits that, like... is just too much. That Paul Bunyan guy, like, it's just too much. Like, and it's not even like the it's not the creepiness. It's just like the, because it happens in, like, it doesn't. It happens to the wolf at some point. It's just when they're so jittery. Like
the bunny, I think for me was the creepiest one overall, because the way he moves is almost animatronic, and it gives you little shivers. And it looks like a Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's? In Freddy's? Off Freddy's? At Freddy's.
Five Nights Inside Freddy.
Yeah. And it looks like one of those kind of animatronic things, because he's just like... He's like...
It's weird. But...
Fucking weird, mate.
Look, that's almost everything.
Oh no, here we go.
We need to talk about Andy Dick.
Right. So, let's preface this by saying... Andy Dick is your favorite.
You were like, oh my god, Andy Dick. I know Andy Dick. I fucking love Andy Dick and all his values.
I ain't riding that dick.
Look.
The performance of the bunny was really good. Let's hear what the guy's done.
Okay, so there's... Our preferences is as bad as people can be, when it's situations like this, there's... clearly in this instance there's clearly like heavy substance abuse and like something's not right. When the list is this long,
oh no,
you can't use that argument for so long. Okay.
Oh no.
On May 15th, 1990,
he was eating all of the things that he made.
He got addicted to his own cookies. And this makes it even worse, because like some of this is pre-hoodwinked.
Weinstein was present-day hoodwinked.
Weinstein was like, I like this guy's vibe.
Yeah.
Like, so, on 1999, Dick drove his car into a utility pole in Hollywood. He was charged with possession of cocaine, cannabis, and drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and hit-and-run driving.
Oh my god.
He later pleaded guilty to felony cocaine possession and misdemeanor cannabis possession and possession of a smoking device. Dick completed an 18-month drug diversion program. Then the charges were dismissed because, you know, he's famous and whatever.
Right.
On December 2004, Dick was arrested for indecent exposure after he exposed his buttocks at a local McDonald's.
Oh, my God. I hope that he just recorded his lines before this. You know what I mean? Because this came out in 2005,
yeah,
so...
Yeah. On July 16th, 2008, Dick was arrested in Murrieta, California on suspicion of drug possession and sexual battery.
Oh my God.
He exposed the breast of a 17-year-old girl when he allegedly grabbed and pulled down her tank top and brassiere. During a search of his possession, police reported finding a small quantity of cannabis and one Xanax tablet, for which Dick did not have a prescription. He was released from jail after posting a $5,000 bail. Dick eventually pleaded guilty to the battery and marijuana possession. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. And was ordered to wear an alcohol monitoring bracelet for 1 year. Basically, like, he didn't have to go to prison.
What the fuck,
I know,
man.
Famous people. On January 23rd, 2010, Dick was arrested in a bar on charges of sexual abuse after reportedly groping a bartender and a patron. He was released from bail.
And this is only the stuff that he got caught for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. After receiving the not guilty plea, Judge Paul Farrell, I don't know, set a trial date of January 2012 after several delays. Dick was given a 6-month pre-trial diversion. An assistant prosecutor said that the agreement stated that if Dick would stay out of legal trouble for 6 months, the criminal charges would be dismissed.
Oh my God.
They were dismissed after Dick completed the program. On 2012, the two alleged victims filed a civil suit against Dick for unspecified damages. In 2018, he was charged for a misdemeanor sexual battery and battery charges for allegedly groping a woman in April that year. Dick pleaded not guilty.
Jail.
Yeah, exactly. In 2019, he pleaded guilty to the charges of grabbing an Uber driver by the genitals. He was convicted and sentenced to 90 days in jail.
Why?
And required to register as a sex offender. In 2021, he was arrested for a felony assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh my God.
Dick was released from jail after posting a $50,000 bail. Dick was arrested for the felony sexual battery of a man in Orange County. However, the case was dropped. In 2022, he was arrested for burglary.
How do you not look at his fucking record and go, yeah, he needs to go to jail?
Yeah, and in this year, he was arrested for in public intoxication and failure to register as a sex offender. And then there's a whole other section on other behavior.
Oh my God.
The most notable one, this is too much. The most notable one is where he appeared on Jimmy Kimmel, which we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
After reportedly touching guest Ivanka Trump.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, there's too much. I can't read all of it. If you really want to know, look it up. But honestly, it just goes to show, what the fuck? The system's so fucked, dude.
It's just obviously we know, it's not new to us, but
Jesus Christ.
Just looking at the list, you're like, fuck me. At what point
do you
it's only gonna get worse, you know?
So, look, I love Chevy Chase, but Andy Dick, your favorite guy, is worse.
No, this is too much. That's too much. That's too much.
method
acting, that bunny.
Oh, yeah. Serious method acting.
The bunny went to fucking jail. He didn't.
Yeah. He was like, I can't go to jail. That line is true. He was like, no, literally, I can't go to jail.
Yeah.
I've got too much money.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Dick. I'm a dick.
Yeah.
But yeah, bad film, good, we did that.
Yeah.
So yeah, next week we'll be watching an indescript film that we haven't decided what we're doing next week. But if you want to help out the show, give us the 5-star review, that'd be nice. If you want to give us a follow on X and
no.
MySpace
no.
and the other one.
No.
What's the other one?
Oh, should we do... we've got it on here as Thunderbirds next week.
Next week we're going to do Thunderbirds.
We do Thunderbirds?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Thunderbirds are bloody go, mate.
Fundy Birds are bloody yeah. go. But as always, we'll leave you with, and I can't do it this week because I don't have my ukulele. Hang on.
No, you did it wrong.
Blim. Perfect. AI Wars, baby.
Yeah.
It's where we take Inspirobot, we take Image Flip, we pit them against each other. Inspirobot, we used to do at the end of every episode, but then I was like, these suck. And then I started doing Image Flips. And at that point, Inspirobot became funny and Image Flip became shit. Until I turned on the not safe for work filter.
And turned off?
No, I turned it on.
Oh, like you feel... Yeah, okay, I get it, I yeah. get it, I get it.
It always confuses me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's currently 16 Inspirobot, 15 Image Flip.
That's fucking right. Your turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the meme where it's the guy and his girlfriend and he's looking back at the other chick.
Other girl, like, yeah. Going like, yeah.
Baby.
See, they did a whole series of those like photos, but the rest of them are just all like completely different.
Oh,
they're
really?
Not, they're not really like the same. Yeah.
So the girl is my teacher. The guy is me. And then I'm looking back at Ass Man.
Ass Man?
Ass Man.
Oh my god. Fucking Ass Man.
My teacher's like, please, do your homework. And I'm yeah. like, ooh, Ass Man.
Ass Man. Yeah, favorites. Is it Ass Man or is it like Ass Man? You know what I mean?
I took it as the superhero Ass Man.
The superhero Ass Man, yeah. Well, I've got... It's a picture of a guy... surfing against the backdrop of what could only be, for its size, a megalodon flying through the sky, right?
And this guy's surfing,
it's a bloody meg. Alright, I don't know if my voice can handle it. I'm going to try and read it in Jason Statham's voice.
Okay.
And the text on the side says, please don't eat gummy bears. 90% of the world's leading general practitioners are pretty sure that gummy bears are full of virus.
They
are full of virus.
But, all right, fuck's sake.
Yes.
I caught it back. We were level.
Yeah, I know. I can.
But Jason Statham. Jason. If it wasn't Jason Statham, it would have been closer.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, special in person episode. We are now 10 episodes to go.
Yeah,
because it was 11 last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 10 episodes, wow.
Yeah.
And then I'm...
Aiden dies.
Yeah, then Deez will kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Little,
we'll leave song. You with a bit of ASMR.
Yeah.
Hoodwinked.